Curtis Thompson, extension agronomist with K-State. Co-authors on this paper are Dallas Peterson, extension wheat specialist for K-State, and Alan Schlegel, agronomist at the Southwest Research Extension Center in Tribune. And the title of the presentation here is The Adjuvants of Glyphosate Affect Efficacy. This is a message that we have been sharing the last couple of winter seasons with growers and spray applicators, and I think one that has, it's fairly important. First of all, what are we talking about with adjuvants? We're generally referring to the ammonium sulfate aspect of the adjuvants, or AMS replacements. And if you go to a glyphosate label, they all have a recommendation for AMS. Now, AMS is actually reacting with some of the minerals in the hard water that can deactivate glyphosate. So as a result, if we tie those up with AMS, then we often can improve weed control. And that is especially true if we're in a situation where we have adverse conditions or if we have poor quality water. Now, the last few years, there's been a huge introduction of what we call low-rate water conditioning products that are alternatives to AMS. If you're using the 8.5 to 17 pounds dry product per 100 gallons, well, that can be kind of tough for these guys to work with. If they have an option to use a couple of quarts of a product per 100 gallons, that's a lot more appealing. And so there has been, in the last few years, a whole host of products out there that are available to substitute for AMS. Now, as we've gone around talking this message, we are really well received by growers, well received by spray applicators, but some of the sales folks of some of these products aren't always happy with what we have to tell you. Now, in that case, I'm probably spilling some of the beans here, but So the objective, and I'm actually going to go through some of the research to support what we're going to say here, but is to compare then AMS with some of these other commercial water conditioning adjuvants and look at their effect on glyphosate efficacy and its ability to control weeds. We've got several studies that were conducted in 2005 through 2007 in Manhattan, Garden City, and Tribune, Kansas. We use a low rate of Roundup Weathermax in all these experiments, 8 to 11 fluid ounces. That 11 fluid ounce rate is basically a half of the recommended rate. Okay, and so we're using a low rate. That's been some of the criticism from the sales folks. But in fact, we want to set up or develop a compromising type of position. If we used high rates of Roundup, killed everything, we really don't learn much. On the other hand, very often producers can use a full rate of glyphosate. We don't always get good control. It may be because of stress, maybe because of very poor water quality. So that's why we do set up, using low rates, a compromising type of position. The AMS and these other water conditioning products are all being used at their labeled rates. The first study we'll look at here is from 2005 in Garden City. And if we look at Roundup Weathermax, 11 ounces alone, 100% on volunteer wheat, it didn't matter. Okay, we controlled volunteer wheat with 11 ounces of Roundup Weathermax. Palmer amaranth, a little tougher to control weed, about 74% with the Roundup Weathermax alone. With AMS, at the 5% volume per volume, which is equivalent to 17 pounds of the dry product per acre, getting good weed control. The Class Act NG and the Alliance being used at slightly lower rates than that full 5%, also giving pretty good weed control. But then we start to look at some of the other adjuvants or AMS replacements where we're looking at a couple of quarts in 100 gallons, and we do see the control of Palmer amaranth dropping off here significantly, very comparable to nothing alone, or glyphosate alone. This is work that was done in Manhattan, and Again, we've got 8 ounces of Roundup Weather Max Velvet Leaf, kind of a difficult weed to control, getting about 40%. Sorghum that was planted, about 60%. Corn, 52%. Sunflower, a little easier to control, getting about 73%. And we can see we get a nice enhancement here from AMS at 5% over the glyphosate alone. So in all cases, getting significantly better control. Again, these products were used at 5%, 2.5%, or 1.25%. Getting pretty good control of the species here evaluated. And then below the red line, we start looking at these low rate ones, and we can see very quickly the glyphosate is not doing the job trying to control velvet leaf. And all of these products, the control was really not adequate. Now there's one that's just a little different character. That's N-Tank. It's still at 2 quarts in 100 gallons. This one is some different chemistry and is working differently than all of the rest of our very low rate products. This is just some pictures. This is the Roundup alone. This is with the full 5% volume per volume AMS, or the 17 pounds in 100 gallons. This is the half rate of AMS. And all of a sudden we start to see a whole lot more velvet leaf when we move into the product like Choice or Request. This is Citron at 2.2 pounds per 100 gallon. Again, just not enough AMS in the tank and not doing well. So we'll look at some additional data here. This is actually data out of Manhattan. We had one experiment in 2006, two experiments in 2007, and we have combined that data. We're looking at velvet leaf, again a difficult to control weed, sunflower, the more susceptible species, and really the story isn't changing a whole lot. Actually Dallas had used some very hard water. I think we were approaching 400 parts per million hardness on these studies, and so the control on the velvet leaf really did fall off. Average over those three experiments, about 28%. But again, if we look at AMS, a nice improvement. The Class Act NG still doing a good job. Alliance at 1.25%. You start to see it fall off a little bit, but not terrible. This is Dispatch AMS, about that half rate, given similar to control to AMS, better than those low rates, but again, not quite as good as the full rate of AMS. And then when we jump in again to these low rate products, control is definitely falling off. Interactive here is at 1% volume per volume, so we're putting a gallon in 100 gallons, and it picks up a little bit on the velvet leaf. Additional products that were evaluated at Manhattan. Here we've got, that's the same AMS we've got, so that you have that to compare, but this Bronc Plus EDT at 1.2% volume per volume, actually providing a pretty respectable control. But Bronc Max at that 0.5%, of course, that falls way off. Here we have Array and Zenith. They're at, again, a little higher rates, that 1.1% and the 1.2%, giving us better control than the lower rate products. And same way with Powerhouse at the 1.25%. And then we run into things like Enact, back to that 0.5%, they fall way off. N-Tank here maybe showing a little bit of an improvement in weed control than other products that are applied at that 0.5% volume per volume. This is Tribune data in 2006, 2007. That is combined. The Kochia data is actually only from 2007. What's interesting in this particular year or this particular location, the glyphosate alone at 8 ounces actually gave us fairly respectable weed control comparable to that 5% volume per volume. Class Act NG, for some reason, gave us an additional kick. And we see that from time to time. And even though that is only at 2.5%. And as we move down again into some of these lower products, we do see the control falling off. And so the story really isn't changing. For some reason, an act here really did kind of fall out of bed on the control of kochia. This is just kind of a summary slide looking at the difficult to control weed, velvet leaf, as a function of the rate of product. So we're just pooling all of the products that were used at a given rate. And so we have zero rate. We've got actually five locations averaging a little better than 30% control. Those products that were in that quart to two quart rate, and actually there was almost 40 of those, so they're pretty popular, okay, actually giving us no additional bump from glyphosate alone. If we look at, and I did exclude N-tank because that was a different animal, because N-tank is applied at two quarts and 100 gallons. Again, we've got five locations of that, but giving us a little better than 50% control. So it is different, okay? But as we increase that rate, we do see better control. And so there is, in a lot of these products, there is some AMS, okay? But they simply are not being, there's not enough of it going in the tank to do what we really need to do. So in conclusions, we would say generally these commercial low-rate water conditioners did not perform like AMS. Okay, they do fall short. But I do say here it's awfully often proportional to the amount of AMS in the product and the amount of AMS actually being applied. And it is most important to use AMS in that solution when we're in situations where we have adverse environmental growing conditions or real difficult to control weed species. With that, are there any questions? Bob. In the actual N-tank, I don't know if it can be purchased. There is a new one out now called N-tense, which has the same chemistry as N-tank. And I don't know that it's any more expensive than some of these other low-rate products. So, I don't know about, is it cost prohibitive to double that rate? A lot of these folks are actually making more money on the adjuvants they're selling than on glyphosate. Glyphosate doesn't make anybody much money anymore. It's more expensive, quite a bit.